This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My brothers, my sisters, I've just completed my Umrah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Subhanallah, it was jam-packed. I think there are so many people, but mashallah, the crowd is controlled. So there is not much pushing and shoving like one would have been accustomed to with such crowds. But alhamdulillah, may Allah grant us acceptance, forgive all our shortcomings. May Allah accept it from those who've organized and those who arrange everything here. Mashallah, tabarakallah. My brothers, my sisters, I've been inundated with messages. Messages of support, some messages of questions, and some of hate, mashallah. And you know, it happens from the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and even before that, where every time there is a piece of news or there is something that occurs, people are divided into three categories. Now, when it is something that is a rumor or something that you don't know, I give you an example of Aisha radiallahu anha was seen with a man known as Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal. So people saw, and there were the hypocrites who spread rumors completely immediately to say something's going on. You know how they say without smoke, or where there is smoke, there has to be a fire, or whatever else, however they say it. But to be honest, they Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, a few others, they started a rumor that something's going on, and these two were seen together. So the people fell into three categories. The first category are the purest of people. They thought good of themselves. They are clean themselves. They knew they wouldn't do something of this nature. And Aisha radiallahu anha wouldn't do something of that nature either. And they thought that, you know what? This, we have to look at the best possible thing, and we have to say, it's a lie. She's clean. There must be an explanation to it. And they left it at that. So Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, a few others from the companions, immediately they said, you know what? It's not true. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينٌ. You know, the first category, the mu'mineen, the true believers, and the mu'minat, the true believing men and women, they should think good, you know, of the person based on their own goodness. I mean, if you're a good person with a clean heart, clear mind, you know that, no ways, this person's not going to be doing things like those. But if you yourself are unclean, dirty, look what the Quran says in that instance of Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah Almighty speaks about how the other category were those who were silent, they were waiting, they didn't know, they perhaps, you know, might have, they were the middle category. But the other category, Allah Almighty says, you know what? They were the ones who thought the worst, and they began to spread the rumor, and they began to create a tale and, you know, spread a story of immorality among the believers. And Surah An-Nur, we need to read it. Go and check what Allah says about it. Allah says, you know what? For the one who created the tale will be a severe punishment. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ Alim, the one who was the main, the chief of this entire rumor or this whole mischief, will be served a painful punishment. And Allah Almighty then has even spoken about those who just said it. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You know, the fact that you are getting it on your tongues and repeating it and saying this without a proper knowledge. Do you know what? Allah Almighty says, you think it's something light in the eyes of Allah. It is extremely serious. So things come back to us. I remember making a video some time back saying, when you harm someone, when you hurt them, it will come back to get you. It has to come back to get you. So be careful. You'd rather, you know, think good or just keep quiet about it. But some people itch to create a tale out of things. Some people itch to intentionally say the wrong thing. And so, subhanAllah, they would say the wrong thing. They wouldn't know what happened. They don't even trust the people. I mean, I've been working for years. You either trust me or you don't. If you don't, it's okay. You don't even need to follow. You don't even need to benefit. There are millions of others better than me whom you can perhaps learn from. And subhanAllah, if you do trust me, then come on. Haven't we been through the paces over the years with a lot of goodness, a lot of dedication? And yes, if there is something, there probably is an explanation. And sometimes it may be a human error, but there would be nothing intentionally done to damage the The Ummah, never, not at all, not intentional, never. And if there was something, subhanAllah, here we are. And, you know, it's not so difficult to get to the bottom of it, but be careful. Be careful of how news is spread today. I mean, take a look at the wars that are going on. Everyone dislikes the other. This country, this nation, this region, they don't get along with this one. These people don't get along with those. So they create tales and lies and their narrative and false. Sometimes a person could be a sacrificial lamb in the middle. And sometimes they could have been caught up simply in the center of a controversy. And people made it like it was their controversy, but it wasn't. It really wasn't. So the reason I say this is, my brothers, my sisters, for me, life continues. Yes, we will, like what I've said, we will even apologize to those who feel that they were betrayed by something totally unintentional. And we will say, we're sorry about that. But to be very fair and honest, the but is not about the apology. The but is about how the people carry on. How the people carry on, subhanAllah. As for the people, they don't realize what they're doing. You know, young people, and I've seen a few, I don't have the time to go through it, and I know some of them, they are well-known intentional misunderstanders, you know, people who want to misunderstand things intentionally. They take it from a news channel and they think news channels are speaking the truth. That's why there are two things I want to say today. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, "Kafa bil mar'i kadiban an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." It is sufficient for a person to be a liar and, you know, involved in lies and falsehood if they carry everything that they hear. Anything you hear, anything you see, anything that comes to you, you forward it and you tell others and so on. You're already a liar because there was no verification process. Well, you might think, oh, that was a news channel. They all serve an agenda. Remember this. Don't think people are all that innocent sometimes. Meaning, you got to be careful. You got to ask. You got to verify firsthand. And if you cannot do that, forget about it. The person is answerable to Allah. You can say, look, I wouldn't do this. So alhamdulillah, I'm not sure. Another thing is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. I was saying that's the first hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, "Kafa bil mar'i kadiban an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." But there is another in Suratul Munafiqun. And Allah Almighty speaks about it. In fact, it's not in Surah Al-Munafiqun, it has something else. But regarding the hypocrites, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. The term إِذَاعَ means to broadcast, you know, referring to broadcasting things. Allah says, the hypocrites, whenever news of peace or security, some form of goodness comes to them, or meaning, or that of fear, comes to them, min al-amni awil khawfi. So the news comes to them, important news of security or that of fear, that of war, etc. They are quick to broadcast it. Allah says, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ لَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah says, be careful. If you had, let that news be processed by the messenger, peace be upon him, that was in his presence, or those who have a sound understanding, those who are the leaders, for example, Allah Almighty says that if you had done that, it would have been better. And you would have known how to process that particular piece of information. But then Allah Almighty says, if it wasn't for the virtue of Allah, a lot of you would have been just followers of shaitan. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about. All of us are given that warning, myself included. But Allah speaking about hypocrites, hypocrites here, giving the qualities. They are quick to broadcast things without, wait, hang on, let's find out. And so what? SubhanAllah. To be honest with you, very few people actually came up to me and asked me what happened. Some of them, maybe I didn't see them because there may have been a lot. But the ones I saw, the people, and a lot of the times people you know, when you ask someone a question, don't ask in a belittling fashion. Don't ask like, you know, this. If you look carefully at some of those maybe open letters or something, look at how it's worded. Look at how they've married things that were not even included in what happened. Not at all. Look at how they've brought it all in and look at how they have actually worded it so dirty. If you had the time to go through it and process sentence by sentence, you would actually be disgusted as to how they are seizing an opportunity to whack you, subhanAllah, because they found something that, oh wow, you know, I finally got something to nail this guy with. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. If you're a genuine person, you can correct us. If you're a genuine person, you can pray for us. If you're a genuine person, you can actually tell us, listen, you were going wrong, in a nice way. But you do not become venomous and pick up things and start making reaction videos. Big deal. Are you Allah, by the way? SubhanAllah. Do you even know what transpired? Where did you even get your info from? Hello. SubhanAllah. So as you can see, I'm pretty irritated about this because people make reaction videos and they barely know much about Islam. They know much about... What have they done to serve the Ummah? Many of them have done nothing, if anything, damage. I wanted to ask you, who owns WhatsApp? Who owns Instagram? Who owns Facebook? Who owns Google? Who owns YouTube? Who owns almost everything around you? SubhanAllah. You're using exactly these platforms to do what? To do what? What are you serving? SubhanAllah. What have you achieved for the Ummah? How have you helped the Ummah to progress? How many people have you actually served and helped? That's the question. How many people have you guided? How many broken hearts have you helped mend? How many suffering people have you reached out to with assistance, with food, with clothing, with accommodation, with fees? What else have you done for the Ummah? But you're quick to make a reaction video and you know what? Get excited about attacking. Allah will come for you, subhanAllah. Not me, not anyone else. Allah will come for you. You pay for it and you have to pay for it. There is no chance that you won't. It's impossible. It cannot happen that justice is not served. And I'm so grateful that we have a Lord who knows the intentions. We have a Lord who knows the intentions. Yes, you have every right to correct, but you don't have a right to claim false things. You don't even know, subhanAllah. You don't even have access to find out what exactly happened. You don't even have access to find out what exactly happened. You've only taken it from here and they think, you know, they must be telling the truth. They can't be. It's a big media house. The biggest of media houses have all said things that are untrue at times in order to serve their purpose, whatever it is. And you know, when there is bad blood between two nations, you don't believe what one nation is saying against the other without verifying, because you know. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. So I thought perhaps this would be guidance from revelation to say, guys, forget about me. We'll take the punch, and we have taken it. And we know, I know deep down, we serve the Ummah. We stand for the causes of the oppressed. I may not be an activist. My field, my specialization may be totally different. But I want to tell you, we still will not betray our Muslim brothers and sisters, no matter where they are. People say, why don't you mention names of this country and that? Who knows? What if I don't even want to say a name, because saying a name sometimes is acknowledging existence of, for example. What if I don't know? What if? You may not know. So you might even be in a worse off situation. You don't even know what's going on. But to come and start attacking and saying and creating huge videos to say, wow, I know, like you're assuming the role of a lord of the worlds. We've seen the intentions, we know, and it's unforgivable, come what may. SubhanAllah, come on, do you know? Do you know what even happened? So this is something that I felt very passionate about. Today's boost from Makkatul Mukarramah. I've just finished Umrah. May Allah forgive our shortcomings. And subhanAllah, I really pray for goodness across the globe and for us, for sanity to prevail. Shayateen are tied, but only the big ones. The little ones are all around. You can feel them. I mean, I was shocked to see some people I actually know, subhanAllah. Instead of... You know, they think the worst possible thoughts of us. And I think to myself, someone's going to do it to you as well. It's a matter of time before something worse happens to you as well. It's coming for you. And when it comes for you, you may not be able to take it the way I did. SubhanAllah. You may not be able to take it the way I did. SubhanAllah. May Allah strengthen all of us. I'm not saying I'm a big deal, but I am saying, you know what, guys? That's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing to throw punches when you know, subhanAllah, Allah is watching, I promise you. And you enjoyed it, didn't you? You thoroughly enjoyed it. You were wrong, I promise you. Do you know why? If you wanted to correct or disassociate, you could have done that respectfully. But it was so cheap. I mean, I seen a guy make a video. To be honest with you, for all I care, if you look at his face, I wonder what he might be on, subhanAllah. But he came on like he could judge the hearts and claim that he knew what exactly happened, and he doesn't have a clue what happened. And then when you clarify it, it's not good enough. Why? Because no matter what you say, no, it's impossible that you didn't know. And it's impossible. Are you Allah? Do you not fear your Lord, even an iota? May Allah Almighty forgive us. Remember this. Like I say, when Allah comes, when that retaliation from Allah comes for those who serving His cause, it won't spare a soul. It will be too late. So the best thing we do, be careful. Watch your words. They will come back to haunt you, and they will actually be absolutely devastating at that time. You can see I'm really saddened about this thing, but still I ask Allah to forgive everyone. And I ask Allah Almighty to grant us strength. As an ummah, we need that togetherness. We need to be solid. We need to understand. Something happens, you know, there was a little social, not a social experiment, but there was a video that I once saw. Some youngsters who were cleaning the beach, and they had a few beer bottles in their hands, and someone saw them, and they were throwing these empty bottles away. Someone saw them, took a picture of them, and said, "That's it, we've nailed these guys. Look at this. They're busy drinking on the beach." But they weren't. But the evidence was there, the bottles were there, they were running around the beach, maybe perhaps to this person, they were looking semi-intoxicated. Whatever it was, they were totally wrong. These people were innocently cleaning the beach. But if you have a journalist who doesn't fear Allah and who really wants to nail someone, they will seize the opportunity and put a big headline and say whatever they want. Because why? The photograph is there. May Allah Almighty grant us protection. I hope what I've said is a lesson. I know there will be people who hate this. I know there'll be a reaction video or two for this as well. It's okay. You know what? The wind blows the trees that are the tallest. To be honest with you, what I am saying is, sometimes Allah has allowed you to be used to do good so much. You know what was the good thing about all of this? I told myself, wow, a good thing is people should learn that if anyone ever does do this with the wrong intention, they're going to be taken to task. So from that aspect, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that this happened, because it's good to take people to task. But you know what? Be careful. Be careful. I saw someone saying, yeah, the last time also excuse. I must have attended 1,001 functions. If two or three of them have confused you, then the other 997 you don't even know about. People say, you've never spoken about this cause. That means you don't listen to me. That's what it is. I've spoken about it even at the beginning of my clarification and in so many other videos. Last year, the previous year, in Ramadan, when things were happening, I had started my series with mention of these things. Most of the years, I've started my series and the talk on the day. Look, we have to pause for a moment and make dua for Palestine, make dua for Burma, for whoever else it may be, for Rohingya, whatever else. It was there. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. So if you don't listen and you don't follow, you don't know. You can't say, oh, we know, you know. May Allah Almighty really and truly grant us goodness. And as an ummah, may Allah help us all. We really need a better understanding here. And you know what? We are answerable to Allah at the end of the day. Imagine 1,001 people asking or saying bad things. When someone asks a question genuinely, Sheikh, you know, I just want to understand what happened, if you don't mind. You must remember there's 1,000 people doing that. I may choose one or two to talk to. Or if I feel that in your questioning you have been dirty, I'll ignore it, number one. Number two is, if you've already said something and made something and already blasted out bad news, there's no point in talking to you. If you wanted to know it, you'd have waited. Even if you had to wait a month or a year, it's okay, you'd have waited. But you know what? Today, we are quick because we also want the likes. That's what it is. A lot of the people want the likes. They want to create a story. You attack a popular man, you gain popularity. That's what it is. It's a fact, unfortunately. And yes, a lot of people do that. I was going through one of these, so-called sites where they supposedly have news about Islam and Muslims. And you know what? They write the worst and dirtiest things. I was thinking to myself, a lot of what they've done, how do they serve the ummah? How does this help the ummah? Do you realize that controversies is what they specialize in, but not reality? They don't even have the access to some of those whom they've accused and written dirty articles about, creating discord in the ummah and claiming, we're doing a good job, we're exposing this and we're exposing that. You know, by all means, go and learn the Quran and the Sharia once again and see what it is. Is that really how it's supposed to be? Another thing is, what makes me laugh is the platforms that are being used to do all of this belongs to whom? That's a question. Where does the money and the profits from that go to? Sometimes we're sitting in a country where we're paying taxes. That exact country, from your taxes, is using that money to go to places where you... Would you know? Question. May Allah Almighty forgive all of us. May Allah Almighty strengthen us all. I'm not trying to justify anything. Like I say, if anyone feels betrayed, and to my brothers and sisters in Palestine, and my brothers and sisters in Kashmir, my brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, and anyway, if I have ever said anything or done anything that makes you feel or made you feel, or anyone else for that matter, betrayed, trust me, I apologize unconditionally. And I want to tell you something. We stand with all the good causes on earth, the oppressed, no matter where they are. I may not be an activist, but I'm a Muslim at the end of the day. And subhanAllah, we care. We definitely care. We feel. We've reached out. If you know or you don't know, we have reached out. We've done a lot of humanitarian work in so many places, sometimes without even advertising it. No one even knows. And we've done a lot, subhanAllah. So we actually do care for the ummah. It's not like we don't care. But I really would like to say, something happened. I promise you it was absolutely unintentional. You know, the Prophet ﷺ says his famous statement, لَوْ إِسْتَقْبَلْتُ مِنْ أَمْرِي مَسْتَدْبَرْتُ لَمَا سُقْتُ الْهَدْيَ وَلَجَعَلْتُهَا عُمْرًا, regarding his Hajj. He says, had I known at that time what I know now, I would have done something different. The exact thing I can say today, to say, had I known what I know now about the things, or about, you know, who it was that I was... One person, not even anyone else, one person. There was no one. There were 1,000 people. It was a person who perhaps, and a photograph that took place that created the problem. Had I known at the time what it was, I probably wouldn't even have been there. And that's an honest statement. But anyway, Allah Almighty knows best. I owe that to Allah. And He knows. And He knows the heart. He knows the purity. Sitting at His house today in Makkatul Mukarramah, in front of the Kaaba, seeking Allah's guidance and forgiveness. And pleading to Him, oh Allah, the sins we know we've committed, the sins we don't know we've committed, the mistakes we've made, whatever else, forgive us. Continue to use us to serve the deen, to help break them, to help mend the brokenhearted, and to help whoever it may be in whatever way, because you have told us, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best of people are those who are the most beneficial to the rest of the people, and I want to be one of those. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.